For VWA Mobile. you know, top speed really wasn't it for me. I never went past 100 mile an hour. Never. My deal was getting to 100 mile an hour. I like to get there quick.
You can do that on two wheels. Yeah, you can. You know, a motorcycle got a lot of coming out the hole a lot faster than most four wheel vehicles.
So it was probably a good thing I let mine go and retired that portion of my vehicular career. Oh me. Oh, so now I'm into four wheels that likes to go fast. I got a 73 Mustang Mach 1 with a 351 Cleveland Q-Code engine in it. And it's in a convertible, a 73 Mustang convertible. And, oh, it's fun.
Sometime when you're out and about in that thing, I want to lay eyes on it. I love those 70-year model, and definitely would like to see that machine.
Oh, in the vernacular of some of the folks around the area, where do you stay?
Do you know where Three Chimneys landfill is on 25?
Is.
If you're coming down 25 right and about a mile down on the left, and you'll see the antenna farm.
Okay. Well, I'm about 4 miles south of Highway 11 on New Cut Road over in Spartanburg County.
That'd be a nice little ride for me and the wife sometime to come up and get on 11. I'm pretty sure they call that the Scenic Highway.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And it is nice across there, especially over towards Table Rock. And it's pretty up through there. Of course, all the rich folks that are coming into the state are buying up properties that have the best views. So, hey, did you hear that on the news this morning about what South Carolina's trying to pass a law for now?
I haven't enlightened me a little bit.
Trying to get the South Carolina dialect, which means the South Carolina accent, they're trying to get that put on the National Register. And they're trying to pass a law because there's so many people moving in here, they don't want the South Carolina dialect to die out. So, anyhow, they're trying to pass a law to preserve our accent. You ever heard of such?
I haven't, but that reminds me of the time me and the wife were in California and went into a Burger King or something, and the kid behind the counter, he said, "You're not from around here, are you?" I said, "Nope."
Somebody asked me that. I said, "You ain't from around here, are you?" I said, "No, and I can't wait to get back home either."
I was thinking pretty much the same thing when I was out there. And that's not somewhere I want to stay very long. But, that also, you know, there's other dialects within the state. There's, you know, down toward the coast, there's an area my pastor used to talk about where it's called Geechee. You know, kind of a remnants of a French, you know, accent down that way or something.
Picking it's French African, and I may be mistaken on that, but yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And it's real prevalent around the Charleston, you know, about 50, 75 miles around the Charleston area. But you know what? Even it's dying out.
It's probably just a matter of time, and heard the repeater, so I probably need the ID KF4 and XY.
if there is one thing in this world, in this life, that you can count on, it is that nothing remains the same. Everything is always changing.
Yes, it is. Well, what are you out and about doing today?
The first Tuesday of every month, I go to a little place called Charlie's Barbecue over here on the end of Pelham Road, and I have lunch with about 20 or 25 guys I went to high school with. So I tease everybody, and I just tell them it's a gathering of geezers.
Yeah, we when I was much younger, we put a little paper plate on the table in the dining hall at the church, and I just wrote on it "Old Goats," and that's where the old goat sit. And then now I'm an old goat.
Do you still recognize that guy that you see in the mirror every morning when you get up?
He's a whole lot older than I ever thought he'd be. I go by that axiom. If I'd have known I was going to live to be this old, I'd have took a whole lot better care of myself when I was young.
Brother, amen. Listen, people will tell, trying to guess my age, and I'll say, well, you're probably 70, 72, something like that. I said, I've had a whole lot of fun getting to this level of wear and tear for 68.
I know I have arrived when most of the younger generation, they'll going into a convenience store, they'll open the door and hold it for me. I guess I look a whole lot more feeble than I really am.
Oh, I tell you what, buddy of mine, he's got a grandson now that is now 21 or 22, and he tries to keep up with his grandson. He goes fishing with him, goes hunting with him, all this and that and the other, and his grandson started teasing him a little bit, and he's kind of like me. I'm a pretty tough old piece of gristle, and grandson started giving him a hard time. Well, he grabbed him around the shoulder, did a shoulder roll over his hip on him, had him down flat on the ground before he knew what hit him. And that grandson jumped up and said, what? Where'd that come from? What?
Yeah, my stepfather, old Navy man, when he was alive, bad winter storm down there in Columbia, the neighbor's tree had fell, and I went with him to cut the thing up, and I couldn't keep up with him, and he was twice my age.
Well, I tell you what, reminds me of that Toby Keith song. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was.
Yeah, I like some of his music. Well, I've enjoyed it, but I think I'm going to wander into the kitchen and make myself a sandwich. I'm going to go donate some blood this afternoon over there on Woodruff Road, and they say eat something before you show up, so you have a good afternoon, and I'll talk at you a little later. KF4NXY, I'm clear on your final.
I appreciate the ride-along, buddy. And you have a good day. And after you give that blood, just go a little slow for a little bit. And you take it easy. 73s, KN4, VWA. I'm still mobiling just for a little bit.
Yeah, good morning, Steve.
How are you, buddy?
How'd you? Just out here trying to earn a living.
Steve, out there being a dirty, rotten capitalist. You ought to give that stuff away.
Ask me what's free today.
Yeah. Well, hey, just like the government, they ain't nothing free.
So are you working for free? If you are, I'll hire you.
I bet that sets them back a little bit. Hey, you know what? I went into a little thing at church on Sunday, and one of the guys was in there, and I walked up to him, shook his hand, and said, "Well, how was your work? How was your week?" And he said, "Oh, it was pretty good." I said, "Well, how about giving me a big smile?" And he smiled real big, and I said, "Nah, didn't help." If I don't kid and tease a little bit, then I don't have nothing for you. I got a problem with you. As long as I'm kidding and teasing a little bit, it's all good.
I just had to give you a hard time and get you riled up.
I'll tell you what, now, you just need to ease up on an old man a little bit. You know, you're just relentless. You hurt my feelings last time out, and I'll tell you, it just, I started calling my wife. She'd come over and whoop your butt.
Feeling?
Behind the airport on Vern Smith Parkway, and it got a little scratchy there. Say again?
You tell me you had a feeling?
I'm not the only world's living heart donor.
Come on.
This has been pretty good today. You doing all right?
Been great. Problem now is I can't get stuff back as quick as it's going out the door.
Having that same supply chain issue as bad as it was.
Stuff, I mean, but yes, we're still having supply chain issues. Not quite as bad, it seems. Stuff is coming in, but it's taking 2-3 weeks instead of 2-3 months.
There you go. Hey, did you see that thing about the Chinese balloon?
To go overhead Saturday.
See what was on it?
Some explosives on it this morning listening to the radio, but...
Oh, hang on a second. I'll pull it up. I got a picture of it. The writing that was on the side of that balloon says, "We've been trying to reach you regarding your car extended warranty."
I've seen those. But, Steve, I have arrived at my next stop, so I'm going to say 7-3s and try to get this done before lunch. You be careful wherever you're heading, and maybe I'll talk to you on down the log today. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3s.
Made you smile, Patrick. 73s, buddy. Have a good, profitable day. Talk to you later. K4, BWA, mobile in for about another 2 minutes.
KF4GRD mobile echo link, stuck in traffic on 85 and just checking in. Again, KF4GRD.
Station, KN4VWA. What did the military call that? Situation normal? You're on 85. That's situation normal, man.
It does include the all fouled up part in my instance. I'm down here almost to Livonia on going south on 85 in Georgia heading to Atlanta today, and it was supposed to be a simple trip, and it's going to turn into an all morning affair just getting down there. But I guess I've been lucky. Last couple times I've done this trip, I haven't hit any bad traffic and have just zipped on through. Usually you hit the traffic up there at Pelham Road, but I guess I brought it with me today. We're just sitting. KF4GRD.
Do us a favor and just keep it down there off of, down there on 85 near the state line. You just keep it down there. Leave Pelham Road alone.
I hear that. Pelham's got its own problems going on. I'll do my part to keep the bad traffic down here, but I do have to come home this evening, so hopefully it's just on the southbound side and not the northbound side.
Roger. So who do you drive for?
I actually work on LASIK lasers for a living. We have a laser that does, you know, for laser eye surgery, and I've got one down in Atlanta that I'm supposed to go down and do a checkout on today. I was supposed to be there at 10, and I'm not going to get there till noon at this point.
Don't you just love it when you tell somebody that you're going to service appointment, and then you just, you know, not your fault, cannot get in there. I used to run the roads ragged working on x-ray equipment, and that was the one thing that absolutely irritated me beyond belief, because I like to be on time.
Yeah, roger that. The you're working on medical equipment, exactly what I do too. The nice thing nowadays, you can text people and tell them, sorry, man, the traffic's bad. That's going to be a little while. And generally, they don't care as long as they know what's going on. And in my case, I work on, you know, LASIK lasers generally get used once a week or maybe twice a month, something like that. They don't get used every day. So, you know, I've got a lot of flexibility in scheduling. And generally, it's not an emergency unless they've got 20 people waiting to get LASIK in the waiting room, and they need the machine working now so they can give everybody their LASIK. But yeah, it's an interesting thing, but I do think of myself kind of like a truck driver who fixes lasers when I get there.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But listen, hey, working with medical people like that, I want to give you a little axiom that I always ran into. You need to be there 10 minutes before it breaks, have every part on it handy with you, and make sure that it doesn't break for another 10 years, and do it all under warranty, even though the machine's 15 years old.
Yes, sir, that'll get you all fives on your comment card, or all tens, or whatever the top is. You're right, that's the best way to do it.
I've got to pull in here and get some go juice, or I'm going to be walking. I enjoyed the ride along for a few minutes. I hope it breaks up and you can get moving again pretty quick. And in the meantime, you have a good afternoon. 73's KN4 VWA. I'm clear. Be safe out there.
4BWA, this is KI4GRD Echolink Portable, since I'm away from the repeater, and I'll be clear too. 73's, and thanks for the little chit chat. Bye now.
Your old TR Mobile.